Anyone who can wear an itchy camel coat and eat locusts and wild honey is quite a character, I reckon. My mum, I know, and I think I mentioned this before, had a camel coat. I don't think it was the sort of itchy camel coat that John the Baptist had. It was quite a smooth thing. You knew it was a camel coat because it had a hump on the back. That was the only giveaway, really. In fact, you could get them with two humps on the back, just in case you needed them. But John the Baptist is this wild man out in the desert with his itchy garment and with his slightly odd diet. Locusts, I believe, are still a delicacy in some places, and you can even get chocolate-coated locusts if that's your thing. If you want some after the service, please see us in the hall for refreshments. We'll see what we can provide. No doubt someone brought some this morning. John the Baptist is certainly not the sort of person you would find in the local pub or cafe. He's a desert dweller. He's not one who indulges in life's luxuries. But he does have a purpose from God. That's what's significant about him. Remember, Jesus doesn't say he's least in the Old Testament. He says he's the greatest. He's greatest because he has a purpose in life. His one purpose in life, in fact, is fulfilled here in our reading today. I don't know how many of you would be able to cope with just having one job to do in life. It strikes me a little bit, and I'm no musician, as you will know, of the triangle player in an orchestra who may only have one beat of their triangle in the